healthy now.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hey, Brains. Do you ever ask yourself, why? What is my why? Why do I care? Why do I do? Why do I feel? Well, author and life coach Kimberly Bell did just that after about 45 years. She didn't know that she had a voice, nor could she hear her voice inside of her brain. She had experienced being at the mercy of everyone and everything else around her. She literally had run her life as a victim of circumstance, living every day, continuously trying to change or control everything around her. Deep down, she was lonely, disconnected, herself, and feeling overwhelmed, anxious, sad, hopeless, and angry. Ooh, she was busy, Brains. And then one evening, while sitting on her bed, her world came crashing down around her. There was nowhere to turn. All she had to do was look inward to herself. And now she is here with us on the edge to talk us through her breakthrough moment and awakening that deafening and sometimes disabling silence inside of her head. Please, Brains, turn up your volume so that we can hear Kimberly Bell. Welcome to the edge, Kimberly.
Thank you, April. Thank you so much. Hey, Brains, how's everybody doing? I'm psyched to be here, and I appreciate you bringing me on. So thank you.
Absolutely. You know, it's that negative self-talk, that neuro-linguistic programming. I tell my Brains over and over and over again, don't worry about what other people on the outside say to you. You better listen to what you're saying to your own self inside your head. Tell me about your aha moment and a little bit about you.
So, aha moment for me, and this is so important because I like to tell people that the most important voice that you hear every day is your own. And you know, most of us have been raised, right? It's the old program where we learn to live for other people and not ourselves. We learn to look outside of ourselves for approval, for acknowledgments. And so we start living our lives, in a sense, for other people and not our own. We get away from ourselves. So my aha moment was the moment that helped me reconfirm, helped me realize deeply that I had all the answers inside of me. The aha moment was, it was kind of like a perfect storm time. I apologize if you can hear my dog barking in the other room.
That's all right.
It was like a perfect storm. Okay, thanks.
We like
my
dogs
daughter
on
had
the
been,
edge, too.
Do you? Yeah, well, mine would be loud, that's for sure. My daughter and I had gone on like a healing journey, okay? That's probably a whole nother interview, but the long story short is I was without answers for years, and 50 doctors later, no answers, but I knew certain things. I was starting to realize my intuitiveness at this time, kind of, but you know, whenever we get that little voice inside of us, typically we don't listen to it. We don't value that voice because we've been programmed to not listen to the voice. Right, because everybody else knows better than we do typically.
Right,
the aha moment was when, you know, there was no support for me. My marriage was so difficult. My daughter was becoming depressed. There were no answers for her. We were 4 years into this journey and still had about 3 more years to go. And I was falling apart, literally. I had ended up in the heart ward at age 40. My adrenals were burned out. I hit a wall, like so many people who probably come on your show, right? Our lives kind of blow up in our face. And through a moment,
well,
that
not
I
a lot of people
was,
that come into our show. Sometimes we got the subject matter experts that's going to talk you through it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Brains
well,
want to work it
so
through.
Right. Well, so many people who I, you know, deal with in my life, well, I help them get through those moments. But, you know, the people who I follow, right, the people who have been the teachers for me, one
Absolutely.
Thing I do know is everybody has an aha moment in their life, and it typically experiences, the experience is typically around a lot of pain, right? Everything kind of blowing up. And that's happening, actually, for a lot of people right now. But I guess what I want to say about the moment is there was a divine intervention, I feel. And the message I got was the same message I had received when I was about 7 years old. And the message was, you are 100% responsible for yourself. It doesn't matter how old you are. That was a voice I heard when I was younger, right? Because I wanted to know if I was in charge of myself even at seven. But the voice told me that not only are you in charge of yourself, you're responsible 100% for your entire life, every decision you make, everything you do. And I also heard that you have every answer inside of you. So in the moment,
wow.
I was having a raging moment.
Yes, you were.
To be honest
with you. So yeah. Now that you're able to, and you were able to hear the outside, the inside voice.
Yep.
How did you block out the outside noise? Because, you know, a lot of that comes from outside influences and negative feelings, negative relationships, all of that. How are you able to block that out?
So in that moment, I realized I had actually heard for the first time the way that I was talking to myself that I had been talking to myself for so many years. And it was things like, I hate you, I can't believe you. I was also yelling at God, to be honest with you. So in that moment, I knew there were things I couldn't tolerate about myself, things I weren't proud of. I had a lot of regrets. And I knew in that moment that if I was going to be good for my daughter and myself, the one thing I had to do was look in the mirror and make peace with the fact that, okay, I'm not loving you right now, you know, we're talking to myself, but I'm going to learn how to love you. Okay. How do I get to a place where I can be proud of you and I can take care of you and be there for you the way that I haven't before? And that's literally what I did. And when you do that and you look in the mirror, which is a really freaky, scary thing, if you haven't done it and talked to yourself in the mirror, you know, it's basically all clothes come off and you're standing there naked and you're looking at yourself and you're like, okay, you know, what is it that you want to change? Who is it that you want to be? And through that moment is when I realized that I could only rely on myself. I only had me. And so when I made that switch from letting go of what the doctors were saying and my husband at the time, what he was saying, and all these other people who had their opinion about what I was, what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing. There were a lot of cooks in the kitchen, right? So that moment is when I realized I was going to start taking daily practice, being still with myself, listening to myself, understanding what my feelings meant, and all of those things. And at the end of the day, April, I can't control the way you think about me, right? This goes for all the brains who are listening right now. We can't control what others think about us, okay? And the more we worry about it, the farther away from ourselves we get.
Right.
We are all here to learn how to listen and live for ourselves. And I don't mean that in a selfish way.
What are some of the practical things that you did that our brains can incorporate in their life? Was it journaling? Was it meditation?
Yes.
Was it time in silence?
Yes.
Was it changing your diet?
Was
it exercise? Oh, my God. I might be able to
do
it. I got the answers, huh?
Yeah, you do. You do have the answers. Basically, it's this. It's, okay, how do I show myself that I really want to take care of myself? So I knew that I had to get clear on the feelings. So, yes, journaling, my best friend for about 20 years was a journal. That's where all my secrets went. I had no one to talk to, so I journaled, okay? And that's really helpful. That's one thing. It's kind of freaky to sit alone in silence if you've never done it before. Okay, and I was always afraid of not having a radio on, a TV on, something on that provided noise because I was afraid of a lot of bad memories from my childhood. So I was kind of terrified to be in silence because then I'd have to be with shame and other things about myself that I wasn't ready to fully be with. So I started slow. I would sit down with a journal and pen, and I would just kind of sit. And I would talk to myself. I'd be like, okay, where are you today? What's going on for you? and how do you feel? And the more I did that, it's amazing what happens. I started to get inspiration. I started to understand what my feelings were, where they came from. It's like we're kind of getting muscles. We're waking up muscles that haven't been used for a long time. It's like working out for the first time. You know, you're waking things up. And also, self-care is, you know, physical self-care, taking care of yourself, making choices for what's going in our bodies. You know, I was addicted to sugar at that time. I had a few other things going on, and it all works together, though. Once we decide to kind of step up for ourselves, we start paying more attention to what it is we're doing.
Exactly. So, Well, those are key. And so now you've brought all this together, and you have created a program. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm a life coach. You know, I wouldn't call it a program per se, because every single person's a little bit different. Okay.
Right.
Typically, I mean, I've written a book. What I do with each client is so different in some ways, but so much the same in other ways. So when I'm working with someone, I know that most people don't feel good enough. Okay.
Okay.
Like in my bedroom that night, I was having my tantrum. I didn't feel good enough. I didn't like myself. And I know that that's the root of all unhappiness, okay? Because we can try and try and try to get our spouse to finally see us, to finally love us the way we want to be loved, all of these things. But the truth is, April, no one's ever going to do it for us the way that we are here to do for ourselves.
Amen,
all the way. So I know with each client, I know a few things about every single client who walks through my door. Number one, they're a wounded child inside, okay, because that's the ego, as far as I'm concerned. That's a wounded child, someone who, you know, got some hits, maybe physical hits, but kind of got hurt along the way through childhood. And so we get little roadblocks. So I know there's a little child inside who's wounded. I know that oftentimes they've chosen partners and relationships that kind of mirror the people who were in their lives back then because of the comfort. Maybe dysfunctional, but it's still comfortable for us, right? So I know that they're very much haven't made that shift yet into learning what they need to do and to learning how to treat themselves more like a best friend. So my job is to help people connect with themselves and get comfortable with themselves and start to value themselves and start to realize the gems inside of them. You know, I believe every single person in the world has something to offer our world in a positive way, no matter what we see or what we hear or what we think about that person.
And so that's where you came up with One True Joy?
So, you know, One True Joy for me is helping people realize there's another way to do this life. I lived for years in sadness and unhappiness. Nobody knew it. I hid it really well. But I was used to doing that from the time I was a child, so I carried it through. I'm a really happy person, okay? And I wasn't authentically happy, though. I could put on a happy face, and I loved to hang out and talk to people and everything, but at the same time, I had a lot of anxiety. I had a lot of stressors, and I wasn't authentically free and happy. Right. And now I am, right?
Well, you know, happiness is a learned behavior. People think that that's an automatic switch, and it's not. And it's something that they continuously chase. It's like drugs. It's like sugar. It's like food. It's like bad relationships. What's the next thing that's going to keep me at this level? What's the next thing that's going to keep me happy? So I'm so glad that you were able to find a balance and now be happy, but also be able to be at a level of contentment where not only you are content and happy with yourself, but you're able to transfer that other side of you over to other people. And that's so important, and that's what we need to do in the world today, because everything is so disconjointed, you know, it's jacked up.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little bit about empowering you, 11 ways to shift your personal paradigm. Tell me about that.
Right. So my book, was inspired out of, so my book is basically 11 chapters that help people shift through how to start making the changes. This book is how I got myself on track in my life when I was struggling so badly. Mm. It is a very, I share my story in each chapter pretty much and offer exercises at the end of each chapter. This book honestly can help anybody start to shift, start to have confidence, start to have compassion for self, start to realize that you are good enough just as you are. It's right. Not that, you know, it's tough to start life when you feel like you're already under the water, right? You know, religions probably come into that. A lot of things, right, in our past, a society,
mind control.
In our world,
mind control. Sure.
Right, a lot of mind control that keep us under, right? And so I feel like I'm here to help people through empowering them, and one way that I definitely do it is through my book, because it's an easy way for people when they're alone by themselves to say, hey, okay, right, I don't love this about myself, but I love this. Okay, what do I want to change? Because at the end of the day, April, we've all made mistakes. Or we all
That's how we learn, though.
Plenty of things,
the things
that we're
that
not
hurt
proud
us
of.
The most are, yeah, the things that hurt us the most are our best teachers, Kimberly. You know that.
Yes, I do. So that's a big part of the book. The book is, it's based on, you know, how to become more honest and truthful. And that's learning how to speak our truth and honesty, which we can always say in a loving way, learning how to be grateful, learning how to be more compassionate to our fellow man. And once
right.
we're able to do these things for ourselves and forgive people, we're able to do them for everyone else. And we see our commonness. We see our more of our, you know, the community, our oneness, because we really are all the same. It doesn't matter what we look like, what our ethnicity is, what our background is, what our religion is.
Now, you
we're
know what?
I'm
going to pump your, you know what? I'm going to pump your brakes right there, because you know what? That's the challenge, I think, that
yeah.
is in the world today, is that everyone wants to make us all common and make us all the same, instead of really
yep.
awakening to the fact that we are individuals, that we are unique, that we are special, that we are different, and that we all bring something unique to the table. So from
Absolutely.
The flip side of that, as an African-American
yep.
woman, I hear that all the time.
Yep.
Well, I don't see color and we're all the same. But that's a challenge for us because, again, that's making everyone look
right.
translucent or transparent. And that's not what I want. I want to grab hold to your beautiful red hair. I want to grab
right.
hold to your pain. I want to grab hold to your
yes.
culture, your food, your learning.
Right.
So it all
it's
comes
beautiful.
Together. But
yep.
I totally get what you're saying with regards
yep.
that we should all have one universal love. But I also want to bring to the forefront and highlight, especially,
yep.
especially in
mm-hmm.
the times that we're living in now, that we are
yeah,
different.
Right?
But love my
yep.
difference. Acknowledge my difference. Bring your difference to the table, because that is what makes the world what it is. I mean, all the flowers in the garden aren't the same. All the rivers and
totally
the lakes
true.
Aren't the same. But we do have an opportunity to connect on one
yep.
common goal, and that's humanity, and that's, you know, that's
right.
love. And so I think what you're doing is very, very powerful. Thank you for letting me go on my little rant, because that's so important to me right now. You know,
it
is really
important.
Is. That's how we're going to change the world, is really
that's
identifying
how we're
and
change
saying,
the
hey,
world. Right.
You know, again, women got to take back over the planet, but we got to get rid of those isms. The same thing that has been going on, if we just transfer the gender, that does not solve the problem at all. So I really commend you for taking the time to listen to yourself, and not only listen to yourself, but transfer that information to other great people and thought leaders that are movers and shakers here in the world. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Kimberly Bell, how to get a copy of the book, and if they want to do some deep introspective work with you,
yep.
I want
yep.
them to contact you.
Okay, yeah, cool. Thank you so much. So my website, you can pretty much go to my website and find me, although I do also have a podcast, and right now that is not on the
That's
website.
Right.
My website, is going through a transition right now, but you can still get a hold of me any way you need to. So the website is onetruejoy.com. And, you know, you can get my book through the website as well. My book is also available at Amazon. The one thing I would like to say is my name is Kimberly, and it's spelled L-E-Y, and that's something that can trip some people up. So it's Kimberly Bell. So I do have a podcast. It's called You Are Good Enough, and a lot of people are loving that right now. So I'd like to give a little shout-out to that.
And where is it hosted at? On what platform is it hosted at?
It's actually, you can find it on iTunes. It's actually hosted on SoundCloud. So that's where that is. And, you know, Facebook, One True Joy. And, you know, you can find me there on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. And if anybody wants to make contact with me, just go to my website, onetruejoy.com, and you can find me there. So I think that's it, really.
Brains, I need you to turn up your volume. I need you to listen to the inner voice that is echoing and reverberating inside of that big, beautiful brain. Listen to yourself. It's telling you everything that you need to know, from your health to your finances to your relationship, just to your peace of mind. Okay, and then turn down the volume on that outside noise, because people are going to be jaw-jacking and talking a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Okay, and that's not what's important. What is important is who you are, who you aspire to be, and recognizing your individual contribution to the world. Kimberly Bell, thank you so much for coming here with us on the Edge,
you.
And sharing your truth and your story, giving us options and choices, and a fabulous new podcast to listen to.
Thank you.
So, Brains,
thank you so much, April.
Absolutely. Go back, Brains, and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. From soup to nuts, I got it for you. Art, entertainment, music, science, research, neurolinguistic programming, sex, all that good stuff right here on The Edge. I love you. Have a great day. Bye, Kimberly.
Bye. Thank you, April. Thanks, Brains.